This is Steve Woodward teeing off. Local high temperatures are forecast to reach the upper 90s daily this week, several degrees above historic averages for early September. Naturally, obsessed climate fearmongers will point to hot, humid days as further evidence that planet Earth is doomed. But a retired Alabama climatologist suggests they cool down. He arduously reviewed data generated by more than 1,200 U.S. weather stations and strongly disagrees with widely held assumptions that extreme heat has become more prevalent. John Christie's research, available in a published report, finds there has been an overall moderating of temperatures since 1899. He rejects the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's contention that the 10 warmest years occurred during the decade ending in 2024. He says NOAA's conclusions are flawed because its algorithms eliminate data points red flagged as errors or anomalies. Christie researched more than a century of weather station reports, producing a data set far more complete than climate researchers typically access. Climate change doomsayers will have none of it. But Christie's final analysis is unwavering. The 1930s delivered the most extreme overall high temperatures, not recent decades. I'm Steve Woodward, teed off, chilled out.